Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
The stream is fine art. He always makes up stories. Like, the stream just... No, nothing
your
ever
Wi-Fi
happens
is
to
broken.
Our stream. It's your computer that sucks art. That's what happened. Not our stream. Gosh. Art, always with the malicious accusery.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did we learn? So we do a pick 'em. I took every favorite this week, every underdog this week.
Oh, that was better.
I took every underdog this week.
Oh, well, against the line.
Against the line.
Yeah.
I took every underdog this week.
That ended up being pretty good.
Except one. I took the Jags.
You did. I wasn't sure I bought into it.
I couldn't bet the Texans.
I took the Texans. Okay. I had Texans plus 5.5. There's a very basic handicapping rule. Never lay more than 3 with a bad team.
Yeah.
And I got more than 3 of the bad team. I was like, I got to take Texans plus 5.5. It's just too easy. And I first half Texans and game Texans. Easy, easy peasy.
I'm going to tell you this. And the betting was just ridiculous on the Bills. So I go to pregame and I check out who's on what. And it was so lopsided. Look at all these games this week. Bills, Panthers. Lions, Cardinals.
So many double digit.
So many really crappy teams against good teams. There was really no marquee games other than, you know, Thursday night, the Chiefs and Chargers.
New England and Indy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
a Saturday game. Yeah. But otherwise, there was last night's Saints and Bucks. The Saints are better than you think. I mean, especially since it's gone to Ravens and Packers are two decent football, but the Ravens weren't playing well.
Yeah.
For the most part, though, it was a lot of double digit 49ers, Falcons. So I went with the underdogs, and I'm right there at the top of doing pretty well. But how bad are the Panthers? How bad is
this
on Rhule?
I think right now a coach always has to take some blame.
But
you always have to. Right now he's got a terrible quarterback. Like, Sam Darnold was bad. Cam Newton is awful. I mean, just absolutely awful. Well, the one thing he can do right now is still run. If Cam maybe didn't have such a big personality, if Cam could just make a living as a short yardage specialist, as a package quarterback who is a number two quarterback,
even
a backup.
Even then, he did that little stutter step at the goal line, and you're like,
he got in again.
We know what you're doing.
He got in again.
And he got stuffed again, too. I mean, it's... I don't know. Cam Newton is so bad. So bad.
Cam is just awful.
How can you blame Matt Rhule for this?
It's so funny. All the fans, all the media, Cam must play. You must let Cam. See, Cam's back. And then you've stuck with him, and he's given you 3 losses. You've got to go with P.J. Walker. You've got to go with somebody else. Cam is a game-losing machine. He is washed. He's over. He can't pass. Like, it's killing. Matt Rhule... Cam Newton is turning into a coach killer right now.
Yep.
And Matt Rhule better be careful. Matt's going to be fine, but, you know, Joe Brady's already gone. Like, is Joe Brady not a good offensive coordinator? Matt Rhule obviously thought there were issues. I know Sam Darnold couldn't play. Cam Newton can't go. Like, I don't know what the answer is over there. I will tell you this much. They were interested in Deshaun Watson before all this jumped off. They thought they had a great shot at him. Miami winning some games with Tua now could change things. I think Matt Rhule is going to be more desperate than ever, and he has a lot of sway over there in Carolina. Carolina, like, he's the one who hired the general manager. So I would expect Carolina, if Deshaun Watson gives it the thumbs up, to be the number one team in search of Deshaun Watson in the offseason, provided this stuff gets cleaned up. And as we saw this last week, there is no guarantee of that.
No. No, the
indecent
assault.
Now there's search warrants for his social media accounts.
Yeah. That's going to take a little while, and there's a good. I don't know about a good chance, but when you got search warrants involved, there is a chance, there's a real chance he's going to have criminal charges, and then it's shut down. Then it's shut down.
Well, in the NFL,
until sure. That is all. Who's going to trade for a guy that's possibly facing, especially a guy that you want two ones and a two or whatever you want for him, and he's possibly facing jail time? No. That this is the police department really has to get this going so the Texans can get their draft picks. That's what I'm worried about. What does it say more about the Lions or the Cardinals, that 30-12 score?
You know, I hate to, if I had to pick one, I'd say right now Lions. But the fact is, the Cardinals pulled this last year. Kyler Murray went in the toilet second half of last year. Cliff Kingsbury did. The Arizona started fast and died off. This year, Arizona stayed hot much, much longer. But this does not, and remember now, DeAndre Hopkins out. They've got so many guys out right now at Arizona, it's probably not fair to judge them too harshly. I will tell you this. I don't think they're a factor moving forward in the playoffs. Just looking at how they're playing football and the injuries they have, I don't think they can overcome the injuries that they have to be a – I think that DeAndre Hopkins injury is a major, major problem for Arizona. And look at San Francisco versus Arizona. One team – has what it takes to keep winning and are playing good football. Arizona's losing important players, and they're just not playing well right now. But I think you also have to give credit to Detroit. We said it all year. They're playing their asses off. They're not playing their ass off, but they play with motor. They're playing hard. They're playing to win.
If you could transform Detroit's organization and replace it here and put the Texans organization in Detroit, would you do that right now?
No, I don't trust Detroit.
I trust Dan Campbell more.
I think Dan Campbell is a fiery guy who is – I don't know that Dan Campbell is a guy who's going to be a winning head
coach.
They've
got four losses by 9 points.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, they should have four wins. Instead of two wins, they should have four wins.
Which is, like, a lot more than the Texans.
Yeah, it's one more, but yeah. They have a lot more. In Texans' wins – that's like six more wins to pick up one.
I think Dan Campbell is going to be a good long term, and they've got draft picks. I think they're going to be an organization that is going to be looking down on the Texans in no time.
It's Detroit. When have they looked down on anyone?
No, but I think they got it right with this coach. I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
sometimes a fiery coach like that will wear on you.
That's great. They got to have the Jimmys and Joes. They don't have it. Let's see how they draft.
Let's see. They got Jared Goff, so yeah.
We'll see how they draft. Yeah. In other words, they don't have a quarterback.
Congratulations.
They don't have a quarterback. They've got okay wide receivers. Amon St. Ra is coming around. I like DeAndre Swift. We'll see if he can stay healthy.
Okay.
Panay Sewell.
How did you grade out Craig Reynolds?
Never even heard of him. Okay. The only one I heard of is the guy who played shortstop for the Astros in the day.
Yeah, that's not.
Never even heard of this guy.
You know where he's from?
I know. I had to.
You know what college he went to?
I know. I had to lose to him in fantasy football. Don't tell me Knox.
No.
Oh,
even smaller.
Where?
Kutztown.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's been another guy who went to Kutztown State.
We call it Kutztown now. They took the state.
Oh, that's right.
There's no state of Kutztown.
Who was the other running back? There was an NFL running back that came from Kutztown.
Who was that
big old power? Where did the Nigerian Nightmare come from?
Was it Kutztown?
What was his name? Real name? We just call him Nigerian Nightmare.
Okoye.
Yeah.
Christian Okoye.
Let me check something.
Anyway, I
don't think it was Okoye who played college at Kutztown. But,
Doug Dennison?
Let's see.
No, he played at Azusa Pacific. That's right.
Their list of NFL players: Doug Dennison, Robert DiRico, Bruce Harper, Mike Coleman, John Mobley, Andre Reed, and Craig Reynolds.
Probably John.
Andre Reed?
Oh, Andre Reed. That would be who I remember from Kutztown.
Yeah. Fourth round
there was Kutztown State.
Andre Reed went
and
there?
John Mobley. John Mobley is the first rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andre Reed went to Kutztown.
Well, guess
formerly
what?
Kutztown
Reynolds.
State.
Guess what?
And let's now
look
Craig
up,
Reynolds.
Look up Knox College NFL players and see. See that long, illustrious list. I'll tell you this. The 49ers are real. The Titans are not. The Bengals are.
Are the Titans not real, or they can, or can they just not win? I mean, they were hanging in against the Pittsburgh. That wasn't a good game, but this whole Tennessee Titans are fine without, like, they're going to survive without Derrick Henry. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No, they're not. They have to have Derrick
Henry. They've lost two of their last four. They're 2-2 in their last four with losses to the Jets. They're 1-3 in their last four with losses to the Texans, the Patriots, the Steelers, and they beat the Jags 20-0.
They beat the Jags. Nice. And only 20-0.
Yikes.
Texans.
You think
Texans
the Colts
are, like,
pass them?
Laughing
you
at
think
them.
The Colts win the division?
I do. I think the Colts are a better football team.
So here's
I don't know if they pass them, but I think the Colts are a better football team.
So here's who Tennessee has.
Because
left.
The Col- no, because the Colts lost twice to them already.
Yeah, I don't think they can
you
pass them. Here's
not
why.
Only tie them, you
they got
beat
49ers
them.
This week. I think they'll lose. Then they have the Dolphins. Both of those are at home. Then they go to the Texans. Yeah. I don't think it's a given that they beat the Texans here. I mean, I don't. They
who
already lost
that?
To them.
Who says
I know they
that?
Lost to them on. The, they lost to them at home.
Who says that?
But
says
I don't know
like
that it's
that?
A given.
That's ridiculous.
It'll be interesting to see if they win or if the Colts win.
Anyway, so 713-780-3776 is the number. You wanted to go over the UIL stuff. Let's we'll talk a little UIL on the
well,
other
state playoffs concluded.
The state
went to state.
Yeah.
I was there the week before. Saw Denton Guyer just steamroll my brother's team.
Well,
Tomball High
not
School.
Fair.
Why wasn't it fair?
Because
they both played high school players.
Yeah, but your brother had a little fella running around there.
He had a quarterback who's going to Army.
Yeah, I know. But I'm
so Denton Guyer played in the finals and they got beat. Westlake. That Westlake team, I think they're eventually going to be pretty good. Let's see, North Shore. Westlake, Stephenville, it's like the same
thing.
Remember, it used
from
to be Odessa,
25 years ago.
Yeah, it's like now it's Stephenville, Westlake, North Shore, Katy. I guess sometime Katy, Kingwood, Pearland. I guess sometime those teams will pop in there from time to time.
We'll talk about it on the other side, but right now we're talking about getting her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all, and you still got time, but guys, you're running out of time. You've got to do this now. Pajamagram. Go there now. You got naturally new pajamas available exclusively. Sensuous and smooth, naturally new pajamas feel just like her soft skin. You have time. You're running out of time. These are awesome. I've gotten my wife pajamagrampajamas.com, but these are naturally new pajamas that are different, okay? And you're going to love them. She's going to love them. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Are you running out of things? Are you running out of time? I know that. Are you running out of things to get her? Well, guess what? You can get this still in time. Order now. Guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. No risk, just pure luxury. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something she can count on. But you got to order today, okay? You got to order today. What you need to do is here's what you need to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. Tell them John Granato sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This weekend, how about our North Shore? How about North Shore, huh? I mean, you want to talk about a great, great team. And they've won three of the last four now. They just continue to kick ass. Beat Duncanville 17-10. Congratulations to that school and the way that they go about it. They're just so, so good. I don't know how they lost that one year. I don't know what the hell happened. But your team, your brother's team, Tomball, lost a Denton Guyer. Got slapped around pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had, what was it, at half? 45-0? Something like that?
Yeah. And then Austin Westlake said, oh, yeah, watch this.
Yeah, they slowed him down.
40-21. They kicked their ass.
Yeah, that other team. Of course, my brother's team was going for it on every fourth down once they got down a couple touchdowns because you could see, ooh, this offense is going to be hard to stop. So they started going for it on fourth downs. And once you get into that cycle of going for it on fourth downs and you fail, it turns into points, and then you get more desperate for fourth down. I mean, they were playing to win, so I get it. You know, you go for fourth down. But, it was you had a Katy school winning a state title. You had North Shore winning a state title.
Kenny Pato.
Yeah.
I never heard of Kenny Pato.
I haven't either.
What do you want to talk about? It's 5A Division I, too. It's not mm-hmm. like it's, yeah, it's a small. It's a,
probably a school end up pulling in the best players from all over the place.
Maybe, yeah. Well, Katie will just get.
I'll check Twitter. Somebody will tell us. Players.
Yeah, somebody tell us about Kenny Pato. Never heard
somebody
of
it. Somebody tell us. But we had a 5 and 6A state champions here in the Houston area.
Yeah.
That's great.
Stephenville is still good. The Art Briles effect is still there.
It is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's a long time they've been good.
Yeah. Listen, it's so much fun all week long up there in Arlington. There's all these schools. Did you see Westbrook beat May 72-66 in six-man football?
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's that game always, when those two get together, it's like a dogfight.
A Donnybrook.
Yeah. And that's to be expected. I had over in that.
You had the over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
126.
Oh, well, you killed it.
Yeah.
You didn't even sweat that.
Nah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to sweat that. I was like, let's see. Some of these players were probably in COVID protocol. You know, stuff like that. I don't think COVID exists in high school anymore.
I don't think we even care.
They can't test.
Yeah.
They don't have the money to test.
I don't think we care.
There's not the, yeah, I know. And it's just like high school, it's, I think they're all doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL has changed and they've relaxed their policy. There is an understanding. They work directly with medical advisors nationally. And Dr. Alan Seals is the NFL doctor. And basically what they're saying is, look, this Omicron spreads faster. It's more contagious. A little less powerful, so they are going to begin to now that what the changes are is they're allowing for opt-outs for players who are more they're immunocompromised or whatever, they're allowing for opt-outs, which basically they're saying, this is a way of saying, hey, we're going to alter our policies. One of the ways is that we're going to allow you to opt out if you want to opt out of it, which no one's going to take. They're going to want to keep playing and get their money. And the other policy is to say we're not going to test as frequently. Because what they're finding is now this variant is much less potent. And I recognize even the early variants were very potent and deadly for some people and not potent for others. It was almost luck of the draw. You almost didn't know what you were going to get. I had it worse than you did. I got it from you. I'm positive. I had it worse than you did. My friend McCool had it. My friend McCool was in phenomenal shape. He had 105 fever for like 14 straight days. Couldn't breathe at all. It was horrible for him. So now with the Omicron, I'm not hearing that same stuff.
I don't know.
I think the NFL is going to back off.
No, they've already said we're going to. Okay, so if you're vaccinated and you don't show any symptoms, we're not going to test you.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell them.
Yeah.
You have to tell them if you have symptoms. That's what the NFL would like to go to. Just like if you had a flu and calm down for anyone. You don't have the flu. I get it. But if you were sick in general, okay, in 2019, if you went, man, I feel like crap. Why don't you go, you got flu-like symptoms. Flu-like symptoms would keep you out of games. And then we'll see when you don't have flu-like symptoms. Yeah. That's how I think this is going to start. At some point, it was going to have to get to this point. If you're going to function as a sports entity, you cannot continue basketball right now, shutting this down, the NFL shutting down this, basketball games are getting canceled. At some point in the very near future, it just takes one organization to do it, and the NFL is going to be the first. They're going to start limiting testing, and they are going to start not only are they going to limit testing, they're going to eventually, I think, treat less severe variants as flus and colds. I think that's what it's going to be. And that doesn't shut down entire games unless you can't field a team, and that never happens. You can now how they handle, how they handle stuff in the facility. I think they're going to in the facility. It may not be great for the players in terms of keeping some distance and things like that, but I don't think for now it's going to alter the way you're taking in your sports again. This is the first time this has happened for a while that we've had some major alterations. My guess is some common sense is going to prevail, and they're going to say, you know what? We can't keep doing this when this variant is just not that. It's not as powerful. We just we're not going to be, and I know they want to be sensitive to the way it looks and all that stuff, but at some point they have to use some common sense and say, we can't shut down entire sports leagues.
No.
Because people have this Omicron. It just can't happen.
Chris wants to talk about the about COVID in the NFL. What do you say, Chris?
First of all, holy shnikes. I called in 46 seconds ago. So you guys have been there listening and want to get in. Y'all really are the
quickest wait times ever. So,
ever.
No lie. That was crazy. Hey, so I wanted to ask, you guys remember Jordan's famous game? It was called the what? The flu game?
Yeah, the flu game. And then it turned into food poisoning game.
Right. So I was just curious, and I'm not downplaying COVID. I've had family members that have been severely sick. But the new Omicron variant, you know, supposedly, like you just said, Lance, there's really, like, nobody dying or super rare instances, super mild symptoms. You think we're ever going to hear about, do you remember that game, Aaron Rodgers, the COVID game where he fought through having COVID and, you know, threw for 400 yards? Do you think that could ever be a thing, with, I mean, amongst vaccinated players? Where
that's a good question. I think so.
Back, you know what I mean? Something like that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
I think it could be. I think it could be. Well, the more immunity kicks in and the more people have had it and the more people are vaccinated and stuff like that, and we are going to get to a place where you may have a guy who, well, I think you're going to have players who play who have COVID. Maybe they know they're testing. Maybe they're playing because they're asymptomatic or they have mild symptoms. And they play through it. Yeah. Will we know about it? I don't know that we'll know. Maybe we won't know. Maybe we won't say there's a COVID game. He had a COVID game, because I just don't think we'll know. I think the NFL wants to get to a point where, hey, out of sight, out of mind. That would be my guess. All these sports leagues, because I think it started off one way, and so now they feel like the optics would look bad if they just have guys full scale with COVID playing. The fact is, you have guys play with colds. You have guys who have played with flus.
And you know what? You can pass that on to another guy on the other team. It's not deadly, though.
I'm not trying to diminish. No, it's not deadly. But if we get to a point where we have these variants that aren't deadly and aren't hospitalizing people and more people are vaccinated and you don't get the same effects, players are going to play with COVID.
Look at Baker Mayfield this week. He's like, I'm not even sick, y'all. What is going on? And why did you test us with just three teams as opposed – what about the other 27 teams you didn't 29 teams you didn't test?
Well, the Players Association now I think wants it went from being we need the guidelines safety, and now they're like, why are we still getting tested? Let's go.
We got some interesting headlines here about somebody getting punched in the groin and
Bill is this Belich- news the weird already
no but Bill Belichick actually apologized to the media. We'll play that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, what about giving your car for a kid?
CarsForKids.org, company who goes out of their way to get into the lane with a local company like a local charity like Houston Can Academy to help make a young person's dreams come true. And that dream is going to be getting a diploma. For a lot of young people, it is something they really want to accomplish, but maybe they've had difficulties with standard learning settings, or maybe there's different obstacles in their way. And what Houston Can Academy does is they want you to, it's the whole can. Yes, you can do this. You can get that high school diploma, maybe set you up for some success in the future. And what my friends at carsforkids.org, what they'll do is they'll pick up your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running, whether it's not running. They provide this to, they put it in auction and they use that money to fund the Houston Can Academy. So you're doing a great thing, even if you're just getting junk taken off your property for no charge. They'll give you a $50 Visa gift card and you can get a tax write-off. Right off the car and not the kid with carsforkids.org.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I'll just start off here. Look, fellas, I apologize if, you know, I seemed like I was a little short with you after the game. you know, obviously a frustrating game. Down 20 to nothing. Didn't do anything well enough. I mean, there isn't really much to say at that point without watching the film. Clearly, we had problems in every area. So, you know, there was no simple answer. And, you know, every play could have been better. Every area of coaching could have been better. Every area of playing could have been better. And any of that would have helped. So, you know, not really trying to be short, but honestly, there wasn't too much to say. I don't know that there's a whole lot more to say now, but, you know, it's not your fault. It was a frustrating game.
That is...
I can tell you the Colts weren't happy with his act afterwards. Like, you know, they thought he was a sore loser. I remember Lamont laughed whenever I said Ballard goes, the rivalry's back on with the Josh McDaniels stuff, whenever he pulled their stuff. And because it looked like, who is the Colts to say, like, the rivalry's back on? Y'all just, because remember, they played 1 year, 2017, with what's his name? The head coach who had cancer.
Oh, Pagano?
Yeah, Chuck Pagano.
Yeah.
When Bruce Arians took over.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, what? This, you know, like, that's a joke. They're saying the rivalry's back on. I'm telling you, they have played, Indianapolis has played them really well, and they're building a little monster over there. I think they have the MVP. I think you got over 20 total touchdowns. He's going to head for 2,000 yards and 26 touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor just wrecked. Bill Belichick was 18-2 headed into the game against 1,000-yard rushers. He's now 18-3. He got wrecked by Jonathan Taylor in the rushing game. Jonathan Taylor's going to win the MVP because the Colts are going to end up with at least 10 wins and maybe 11. And Tom Brady got shut out.
It's between him and Rodgers probably wins it.
Aaron Rodgers has a chance. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Well, at first it was Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, Kyler Murray. Then Aaron kind of came up after it took a while because, you know, he had that awful first game, so he must be done. And then... You're right. It is going to be between Aaron Rodgers, and if they keep winning, Aaron Rodgers probably will win. But if Aaron stumbles at all, Jonathan Taylor will win.
Yeah, it's so funny. It used to go to a running back every year, the Heisman and the MVP. It's like a rarity.
So the offensive player of the year is going to be Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers will probably be MVP. Yeah. That's how that usually works. Derrick Henry was offensive player of the year last year.
Would it be all that shocking if the Colts won the AFC?
Not right now.
No, it's not.
I mean, they look, Mac Jones is still a rookie. He's still a rookie, and you saw when everything was put on his plate on the road in a loud environment, it was a little bit difficult. And I don't know that I trust Carson Wentz to make the big play in the big moment, but they have a great running game and they have a takeaway defense. Like, their defense takes it away. I don't know that I'm fully bought into the Patriots, but they should have home field throughout, so that's a big advantage. Nobody in the AFC North. At first, it looked like a loaded division. Now, I don't trust any of those teams to win. Those teams are all limping for the most part. I don't trust Burrow and the Bengals to. I don't think they can win. You go to the East, Buffalo.
It goes Kansas City.
Yeah, but they won't have home field.
But I wouldn't be surprised at all. Yeah, Kansas City's
not. I could see Kansas City having major problems against the Colts, stopping their running game.
Right, right.
But they're playing better defensively.
Everything's going through
Kansas City. Well, wait. Yeah. Is Kansas City number one?
Number one.
Ahead of New England?
Yeah.
Wow. So KC, New England, and the Colts may not win the division.
No, the Colts are going to have to go on the road. But it wouldn't shock me at all if they defensively were able to take away either Kelce or Hill and put pressure on Mahomes, and he struggled against them.
Yeah, we've seen Pat Mahomes has not put three good games together all year.
No.
So it's hard to just lean into the fact that they can, especially when the weather gets bad. Like, you got to trust your running game. Well, who can run the ball? Well, the Colts can really run the ball. Typically, the Patriots can run the ball. I thought they got away from the run too soon against the Colts, honestly. Kansas City has not proven they can run the ball.
No.
The Tennessee Titans, you know, unless Derrick Henry comes back, they're not going to run the ball effectively enough. Joe Mixon can run the ball a little bit. You know, the Bengals are kind of interesting with their running game. They can run the ball. I just don't know that you can put a game on Joe Burrow's shoulders and have him deliver in a shootout.
That's a pretty good question about Carson Wentz, too. But they've got the running game.
That's the difference is they don't have they got a 2,000-yard rusher. But Joe Burrow's got a good running game, but they've got a great running game. Yeah. They got a great running back in Jonathan Taylor.
Right. Here's a headline. Carson Wentz suggests Patriots hit him in groin and uttered curse words. That's what he's... Did you see him and Matthew Judon going at it on Saturday?
I did see it a little bit.
Yeah.
Matthew Judon went after me on Twitter.
Here's what Carson Wentz said. I don't know if I've ever been that fired up on a football field before. I don't need to go into specifics, obviously, but a man's ability to reproduce is being in question, and some other guys with curse words. Guys' hands need to be at their side. I will just say that. When that happens, you can get pretty riled up, as I expect a lot of people would. Matthew Judon put Carson Wentz's reproductive ability to the test.
That's a big deal. You want to get to part two of that?
Well, I don't know.
What about part two you mentioned?
About the curse words?
Yeah.
It's that ugly.
How are we going to let that stand?
You know who thinks that Carson Wentz is a hero?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stopping cuss words. Stopping cuss words.
Did Matthew Judon learn sack tap Saturday from Urban Meyer?
I know. You mean the Death Ninja?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Instead of sack tap Tuesday, it's sack tap Saturday. Matthew Judon woke up and he was like, you know what? We're going
to
tap some.
Matthew Judon once told people not to listen to me because I basically called him trash. He's a salty guy. I didn't call him trash coming out of the draft. I just said that he played a lower level of competition. Sorry. Say that about everyone who plays a lower level of competition. It's nothing personal. Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon is salty. But that wasn't the saltiest thing that happened. Did you see Michael Pittman and Kyle Duggar get into it? Holy crap. They really scrapped. Pittman was furious, had his helmet yanked off. I mean, they both got kicked out, and basically, you had a situation where they felt like they needed to get the game under control because it was getting chippy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are two teams that don't like each other.
Well, that was more than chippy. That was full on. Let's go.
That was full contact. And Michael Pittman was furious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really furious. So something else must have happened.
Well,
that made him
maybe
mad.
He said a curse word at him.
Maybe he did hear a curse. Mm-hmm. Maybe they used blue language.
Maybe. Well, I'll tell you this. Motti ain't putting up with it. Neither is Carson Wentz or Michael Pittman. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what is that? What is that, Aaron? Okay. So, and then Frank Wright got into it. He had a bet with a reporter.
A reporter tweeted, If Frank Reich runs the Philly special against the Patriots defense, I'll pay him $20 out of my pocket.
All right, so let's hear from Frank Reich on this little payment.
The first touchdown, that play. Can you take us through, you know, where you got it, how it came to be, and what exactly did you do there?
You owe me $20.
That was not the Philly special.
Someone told me that you had a quote that you tweeted that if we scored on the Philly special, I'm not kidding you, Bob. When we put that in, I thought about you, and Bobby owes me $20. This is a run. This is a version of the Philly special.
Is that right?
That's a version of it. So there you go. I take Venmo.
You know who that is?
Who?
I think that's the one that they don't like.
Oh, yeah. In Indy?
Bob Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're huge. I think he's the one that they're not huge fans of. You can almost hear it there in his voice.
You owe me
voice.
$20, Bob.
Frank Reich's voice. That is a Philly special. It's all it is it looks different. It's a line different. But it's the ball starts in one direction, goes back the other direction, and the first guy who initiated the play catches the touchdown. It is a Philly special. It just looked different. When Carson Wentz is offset, you got to know something's at play here. Carson Wentz is offset and gets the handoff on what looks like a zone read. Immediately, you got to be like, what the hell is happening? And he basically ran a Philly special against You know that had to piss Bill Belichick off.
Oh,
For Bill Belichick's defense to get beat by that, that had to make him furious. That's one of the reasons he was probably salty.
How many times are you guys going to run this play against me and beat me on it? All right? That is, yeah, it's a running version. It is. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yep. And Nyheim Hines with the score. It's 842 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. It's 12 days of giving. Today's day 11, and it's presented by PIN, Passive Investor Network. And on the 11th day, we'd like to give back to Camp Hope and the PTSD Foundation, who bring hope and healing to combat veterans and their families suffering from the effects of combat-related post-traumatic stress. Nice, nice, very nice cause. These guys are really struggling. So if you can give, please go to ESPN975.com/12 days. This is really nice. I don't know who Courtney and Todd and Mr. Gao and everybody who thought of this that we're going to give, because all of these charities could use our help. And during time of giving, this is really, really nice. And if you know somebody that has PTSD, or if you don't, if you just feel like, hey, this is a really good thing to give to, go ahead. David Gao is actually donating. He's matching up to $500 for each day that we do this. So really cool. ESPN975.com/12 days. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can help Gilbert out, how you can help Gilbert out this Friday at our Christmas party. So we will do that. In the meantime, were you All-State at any point in high school?
No, I was not. I was not. I'm an All-State client. All-State Windows and Siding. Yeah. So, in a way, I'm All-State. All-State Windows and Siding are the best at what they do. It's time for you to get rid of those aluminum windows. That's a mistake that a lot of people make. And I'm going to help you out right now. If it's time to get rid of those old aluminum windows, then you need to call my friends over at All-State Windows and Siding for some solid, beautiful windows. They're made in Texas. All-State windows are energy efficient, and they're built for this Texas tough weather. It can be rainy, windy, hot. It's all covered. It doesn't matter. Keep your home warm all winter long and save on that electric bill with new windows from All-State Windows and Siding. Call 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. You can get your appointment for a free window inspection and get twenty-five percent off of your windows. And for a limited time, no interest for 36 months, when you mention ESPN, 25% off your windows. And for a limited time, no interest for 36 months. Family run for over four generations, All-State Windows and Siding is here to help Houston. Military, senior citizen, and cash discounts are available. Invest in beautiful quality windows. Call All-State Windows and Siding today. Remember, for the best rate, call All-State Windows and Siding.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Friday, we got our Christmas party, and it's going to be awesome. We've got all kinds of food and drink. Coors Light has graciously given us cases of beer. You've got gift cards, right, for different places that we're giving away. We have where is the food coming from? We've got
Freebirds.
Yeah, Freebirds is donated food, which mm-hmm. is going to be awesome. Obviously, we'll have the donuts out there and all kinds of great stuff. We'll have Shipley's out there, but yeah, if you're
yeah, I've got gift cards to different restaurants. We got Palace Bowl is going to be Palace, which right down where you used to live.
Yeah,
they're going to kick in like
they've redone it, right?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And here I'll tell you what they're throwing in here. Palace Bowl. These are some of the things that our friends over at Public Content have helped us with. A Palace Bowl gift card featuring two entrees, two drinks, and two game cards. Postino Restaurant, a $50 gift card. Oh, an overnight stay at the Woodlands Resort and one overnight stay at the Westin in the Woodlands. Also, two different places in the Woodlands. You want to do a little staycation there. They have an overnight stay for Intercontinental Houston plus breakfast for two. So we're talking about three different hotels with overnight stays that we're going to be giving away. But only if you're out there. You got to be out there to register for that, and you got a chance to win an overnight stay. Compliments of our friends over at Public Content. Once again, Intercontinental Houston plus breakfast. We've got the Woodlands Resort and the Westin in the Woodlands, and that's on top of the Palace gift card for your bowling, Postino gift card for your Italian food.
Oh,
and don't forget about and I think we're going to also have the burger joint and taco stand kicking in some gift cards as well. Well, so we're going to be taking care of.
We've got pendants and diamonds and watches by
Mark always
Klein.
Gives that away.
We've got all kinds of activities. We've got we've got the passing drills. We've got the onside kick. We've got the shirt freeze. We've got the eggnog chugging challenge. We got it's always loaded. So it's going to be a great time had by all. It's only 3 hours this year. And one of the things that we're going to do as well is if you listen to Gilbert over the years here, he's really in a bad place right now. So we are going to, if you guys want to bring, you want to drop off some money for him, you want to bring him a shirt, a hat, a sweatshirt of one of his favorite teams here in Houston, you can do all that. We are it's going to be a Gilbert Christmas. And right after at 10 o'clock, we're going to drive over to where he is staying, and we're going to bring him all of this stuff. So that we can make his Christmas nice, because he's all alone in a nursing home, and he doesn't think he's going to be released for a while. So, and I don't know that anybody's going to be visiting him. It sure would brighten his Christmas if he had something. So let's do it. Let's bring him stuff. I'm absolutely going to throw in, and if you guys can throw in and you want to bring something over there for Gilbert, let's make it a nice Christmas for Gilbert. So we're going to do all of that on Friday morning at Klein's. It's at Fountain View and Westheimer. So Fountain View and Westheimer, if you've never been there before, it's a great little
facility. You'll see us in the parking lot.
You'll see us. Yeah, for sure.
Jason's Deli is over there.
Yeah, right there.
There's a UPS. I know the place well. Sleek Chocolate, the old Houston's. Yeah, Houston's isn't there anymore. And they had to change their name. You know that, right?
Who?
If they're not called Houston's anymore.
Yeah, they did. The one on Kirby has changed it, yeah.
Yeah, like Hillstone or something like
that. Yeah, right.
Same menu, but they had to change the name.
Yeah. Lamont is here. Let's bring him in here before we haven't even talked about the Rockets yet in their win at Detroit, so we'll do that. But first, Lamont, what's going on?
Hey, man, two things. First of all, get well, Gilbert, man. Hey, do you got John, do you guys think that the college football playoffs is in any risk with this new variant out there?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Contingency plans are being made.
Wow, because I mean, this thing is spreading like wildfire.
I don't know that I think that fans at the game might be in question.
No prayer.
No, really?
No. What, have they talked about shutting down any of these other bowl games? None. Zero times.
No.
Because let me tell you what, they don't have to look at, it's going to look bad if we have fan. You know what it's going to be? Too bad, so sad. Load them up. 75,000. Let's go. Locked and loaded. People already have, there's already tickets purchased. No chance. Now, the players, though, I wonder what the testing's going to be like. Are they going to basically be sequestered for a week beforehand? Lamont asked a really good question, because in the NFL, we know, in the basketball, when they have all these testing, like, have you heard it being a college football issue at all this year? Granted, this Omicron came on later. Have you heard any, we have heard college basketball canceling games. That's happened.
Yeah. It's absolutely happened all weekend long. There are a bunch of college games.
Ain't letting this happen.
I don't know what they're going to do. That is.
Tell you what you do, you don't test.
Yeah, just forget
about it. That's what you do. Yeah. Like, we got, did you guys get the tests in?
Yeah, nobody.
Yep, everyone's clean. Nobody. Everything looks good.
You know what college is? Everybody's very careful.
This is NCAA. You guys all got tested. Everything was clean. I just want to double check. Yes, good. We're good. Yeah. Everyone's good, guys. We should be ready to go. That's how that's going to go. No, you think you're going to have a college football playoffs with no Bryce Young?
Is what?
I think Cal USC was the only game in a Power 5 conference that had to be postponed because of
college basketball. You're saying?
No, football. That was the entire football season. Uh-huh. That was the only Power 5 game that had to be postponed.
They ain't postponing a college football playoffs. No. They're not calling it. They're not limiting the amount of people who are getting in, and no one's going to miss it.
Yeah,
that's how that's going to happen. You can. I'm not telling you how it's going to happen. Well, I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
I'll tell you this. If it was in California, it's in Indianapolis, the championship game, which they don't care. Yeah, Indiana's not going to. There would be a chance that there would be no fans there.
Well, it's not about Indiana. It's about the NCAA.
Well, yeah, but no, it's about the state of Indiana. If the NCAA said, no, we're going to have fans, Indiana said, no, you're not.
That's why you wouldn't even have it in California.
Yeah, you can't have anything in California.
Yeah,
Well, there's ones in
Texas. You don't want to have it in New York or California.
You know where the semifinals are? Texas, Florida. Guess what?
Forget about it.
You're going to have a full house, no masks.
Yeah.
And then Indianapolis for the championship game. And
samesies. Samesies. No, and you know what? I mean, I think that's the way it should be.
That's exactly how it should be. Anyway, so when we come back, let's talk Rockets basketball. On the other side, we're going to get you into some. How about the Rockets? How about that team going to Detroit? A powerhouse. Don't forget, Detroit's won a couple of NBA championships, right? So to go in there and to beat a team as powerful as the Detroit Pistons is something special. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastain Ford, and I don't say anything, but I'm heading over there, and I'm going to bring them some stuff. I mean, I just cannot be happier, and I just can't be happier with them as a company. I can't be happier with them as people. I can't be happier with them to promote them and to actually be able to talk about them, because I just think I love their business philosophy. It's to get you in that car or truck. And listen, the car business, what's the first thing? You're a used car salesman. Man, sleazy, slimy. And it can't be further from the truth than what's going on at Chastain Ford. Just wonderful people that are going to get you into that car or truck and do it at the price that you need it to be at, making sure that you're comfortable with your payments, making sure that you get everything you want, not what they want you to have in that vehicle. That's not something that happens in the car business a bunch, people. I'm telling you. Immediately they told me, you can do everything online here. Go find another dealership where you can do everything online, where they don't want you in the store so that they can upsell you. And it's the first thing that they say. There's no dealer add-ons ever. So customize the vehicle exactly how you want it and get that done. You can do it all online. They'll even deliver the car to you. Deliver the test drive to you. It's unbelievable how good they are. Or you can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Go see my folks over at Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.